July. It's great to be in Liddyville Nation. Shop exclusive Liddyville shirts at GameDaySpirit.com or at either of their Champaign stores, 519 East Green Street or 1602 South Neal Street. And go Illini!
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Total witch hunt. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Four familiar words tweeted by President Trump in all caps, followed by three exclamation points, reacting to the FBI raid targeting his personal lawyer.
It's a disgrace. It's frankly a real disgrace.
The president also tweeted, attorney-client privilege is dead. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
President Trump calling special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation a disgrace and a new level of unfairness, and telling Fox News Radio he's considering his options after his personal attorney's office, home, and hotel room were raided by the FBI after obtaining a search warrant.
Why don't I just fire Mueller? Well, I think it's a disgrace what's going on. We'll see what happens, but I think it's really a sad situation.
The president referred to the investigators on Mueller's team as the most biased group of people and said they have the biggest conflicts of interest he's ever seen. No comment has been issued from the special counsel's office. Dave?
John, the Democrats are warning again. The president should not fire Robert Mueller. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the investigation's critical to the health of our democracy. We're still waiting for possible U.S. military response to reported deadly chemical attack in Syria. The president says it will be met forcefully.
When, I will not say, because I don't like talking about timing.
Russia, meanwhile, has been jamming U.S. military drones in Syria, scrambling signals which could cause crashes. Facebook's CEO will be apologetic at the Senate today and the House tomorrow. Mark Zuckerberg facing questions over data privacy and fake news and Russian election propaganda.
I hope that we don't get down in the weeds about the election, right, because this is more about privacy and all the data that this company collects about people and the protection of that data.
Republican Senator Chuck Grassley chairs the Judiciary Committee. There's a charred plane in blackened grass on a golf course in Scottsdale, Arizona. Six people killed last night when a small plane crashed. Fox News. Fair and balanced.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-694-1010. That's 800-694-1010. 800-694-1010. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Their price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
China has filed a complaint at the World Trade Organization, claiming U.S. tariffs on imported steel and aluminum violate international rules. At the same time, China's leader is offering some concessions in the trade dispute with the U.S.
President Trump had been complaining Monday on Twitter that the U.S. pays a 25% tariff on cars sent to China, but China pays only 2.5% on cars coming into the United States. He called it stupid trade. Soon after, Chinese President Xi Jinping told an Asia forum his country is going to significantly lower tariffs on auto imports and ease restrictions on foreign ownership in the auto industry. The Chinese president apparently trying to strike a conciliatory tone after he and President Trump recently had a stock market rattling back and forth on tariffs. Joel Nadeau, Fox News.
Well, on Wall Street this morning, stocks could surge. Dow futures up nearly 300 points. A report card is out, showing a lot of our kids have a lot to learn.
The National Assessment of Educational Progress shows that fourth graders made no improvements in math or reading, while eighth graders' scores were flat in math and only slightly improved in reading. Only about a third of American eighth graders are proficient in reading and math, along with about 40% of fourth graders. The flat scores in the 2000s have become a trend, with no major improvements on the big gains students made on test scores in the 90s. Racial disparities persist, with African American students being outperformed by their white peers at both grade levels. Some states that did make improvements in eighth grade reading included California, Florida, Georgia, Indiana, and Washington. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Bill Cosby's arrived in court in Pennsylvania for day two of his retrial in a sex assault case. His defense will make an opening argument, expected to say a multi-million-dollar settlement his accuser got shows she made a false accusation to get a big payday. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Urbana City Council is considering allowing dockless bike sharing in the city. The News Gazette says with dockless bike sharing, cyclists use a mobile app to find a bike via GPS, and they use the app to pay for the ride. Urbana, Champaign, and the University of Illinois are collaborating on the proposed regulation. The goal is for all three groups to make a decision on the plan by May. Ticket sales start Friday for WWE Live, which is coming at the State Farm Center on June 16th. That lineup includes Samoa Joe, Finn Balor, Roman Reigns, Alexa Bliss, Matt Rady, Sasha Banks, and more. You can get those through the Illinois Ticket Office starting at 10 a.m. Friday or call 866-ILLINI-1. Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth has become the first sitting senator to have a baby while in office. Duckworth on Monday gave birth to a daughter, Miley Pearl Bowlesby. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Great food, great selection, great atmosphere. Addie's Barn Grill at Stone Creek Golf Club. From their loaded nachos to their gourmet burgers. For an online menu, visit addies.net and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Addie's off Stone Creek Boulevard in Urbana. It's something to come back for. Here's your weather, ESPN 93.5. Three-day forecast, National Weather Service.
There is the fog. Temperatures at 32 now, up to 45 today. Even better tomorrow with a high 64. Partly cloudy conditions on Thursday, 74 our high, just a slight chance of precipitation late on Friday, partly cloudy and windy with a high 72. Again, 32 now, ESPN 93.5.
Yep, glad you're listening. It's 93.5, Stevie J. We are into our 8 o'clock hour. It is the 10th.
It is.
April 10 tomorrow, April 11. I will be broadcasting live to launch the Hardworking Man promotion. This is where I go to your business and broadcast live. And then after the show is over, I spend three wonderful, incredible, don't bite your fingernails hours with you.
They gave you some special nail clippers just so you won't do that. Thanks to the folks at Gulliver for being part of our fun.
Illinois Portable Toilets and Gulliford Septic and Sewer. The staff that sent me here, is this not a Freudian subliminal? The first one we do is portable toilets and septic and sewer? What does that say about me? There's some Freudian going on with that. So we'll be there live tomorrow. I will set up the gear and be there. And I forgot to ask Michelle if they have coffee, or do I need to bring my own? Anyway, then afterwards, I suppose I'll help the guys clean a porta-potty or something. They mentioned splashback, which is highly concerning to me. Somebody mentioned shots yesterday, which is really concerning to me. It's our good friend Rachel Sutherland. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
At Sutherland Fox. At Sutherland Fox. Is anybody else weirded out by Mark Zuckerberg's haircut, or is it just me?
No, I was more shocked by the fact that he wore a suit. I kind of thought he might wear a hoodie or go Steve Jobs mode or something.
Yeah, he looked nice. I'm just wondering, can we not get a little bang play on the forehead?
He must have a thing about it, yeah. His look?
But it is the proverbial bowl cut. I don't get it. He's a billionaire. You could probably have a lot of nice stylists help you with your hairdo. Okay, so when he gets in there and they start talking about privacy, do you think he'll just go, blah, or will he hold it in?
Well, according to his prepared remarks, and that isn't the same as the Q&A session, but he is expected to kind of fall on his sword and say that Facebook did not do enough to protect user data from Cambridge Analytica that went in through these apps. You know, you take the quizzes, who were you in a previous life or whatever.
Yeah.
They actually went in. They didn't get the usual information. They got people's likes and people's friends list. And you know from the privacy settings, you can keep that stuff private if you want to. Apparently, in this case, that wasn't what happened. So he's going to apologize for that. He's going to talk about making things different for the future. Expect for lawmakers, not that they like to grandstand, but they probably will be grandstanding and grilling him and expressing outrage and ire, because you know their constituents have been calling. They're upset. But I don't know about you, but my Facebook friends list has not gone down. So I think that people are not leaving in mass. As was reported.
Well, and then all the people grilling him have Facebook accounts. So they want to stay in touch with their constituents. But, you know, I've purchased stuff on Facebook to get information because you put it out there. And so it's sellable. That's why Facebook has $1 billion.
It is, and that's the way that they make money. Not only Facebook, but Google, YouTube. This is how they do it. In fact, just a few weeks ago, I was buying some summer sandals, right? So after I was searching for that, guess what? Those exact sandals popped up in my Facebook account.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. No, listen, the bottom line is we are all out there. We're just out there.
Right. There cannot be the expectation of privacy online. I know I don't have the expectation. I could hope, but not the expectation. One thing that makes it different when it comes to political advertising, and this goes to advertising on both sides of the aisle. You know, here in radio and TV, we always have to give a disclaimer to political advertising, said paid for by such and so running for Congress through this message. Some are wondering, why should it be different on social media? They have such a reach. So watch for that to be discussed as well.
Okay, and then I think he sent up a flare to investors that this is going to cost money.
Yeah, well, it could. I mean, if they have to make significant revamps, or say they do lose advertisers, or people do leave in mass, I think there's a warning about that. But look, I don't think that Facebook is in any danger of going under.
No.
I don't think that Zuckerberg is in any danger really as well.
Guy's 31 or 2 or 3, so young. It's amazing.
Except for life, too. Although,
pretty good shape.
I can imagine he did not want to do this. I think this is almost like he feels like he has to go before Congress.
Yeah.
No one likes to testify before Congress. You're under oath. Anything could trip up anybody.
Well, we'll see how it goes. Mark Zuckerberg on Capitol Hill and Rachel Sutherland with her finger on the pulse. As always, we appreciate you.
Thanks.
Sutherland at Fox News. No, Sutherland Fox at Sutherland Fox.
Right.
And no relation to Kiefer or Donald. We've already discussed that.
Exactly.
812.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. When I was a child, I had lots of fears. Fear of the dark, of dogs, of Santa Claus, fear of spiders, etc., etc. And in my early teenage years, I had awkward feelings and fears about encounters with girls. I think most people have similar fears, and I think you can relate. But as we grow up, we start overcoming fears. Yet we hold on to some fears, and they become chains enslaving us. What fears do you have that are like chains weighing you down? Do you like chains? What will you do differently going forward to overcome them? If you don't take that step, they will always weigh you down. If you take that step, what's the worst that could happen? Rejection? Failure? And is that worse than being chained? So today, ask yourself, what will I do differently, or what step will I take to overcome my fears? I'm so excited to be one of the partners hosting the Global Leadership Conference in Champaign-Urbana with Vineyard Church and WBGL on August 9th and 10th. For more information, go to HabibHabib.com.
What do you look for in a car dealership? Great deals? Check. A tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time? Check. Customer service that's so in tune to your needs, you'll tell your friends? Check. By winning the Honda President's Award for 2017, Honda BMW of Champaign just became one of the best Honda dealerships in America. So before you buy a vehicle, see what an award-winning dealership looks like. Great deals, great people, great service. Honda BMW of Champaign at Neil and Burwash Savoy or online at drivechampaign.com. The buzz this time of year is nature's coming alive. backyard is an important part of the special place called home. At Spring Green, it's our favorite time of year. For a limited time, new customers save 20% on Spring Green's full program. Nurture your outdoor space with Spring Green, your local lawn care professionals. They take special care of your lawn and landscape investment for a trouble-free lawn. Because precise and well-timed applications encourage your landscape to grow and prosper. Their guarantee of satisfaction states, if you're not happy, they'll make it right or refund the entire cost of that application. Serving Champaign Urbana and Mattoon Charleston for over 35 years. Call your local Spring Green at 217-359-2111. 217-359-2111. Or on the web at spring-green.com for the convenience of America's neighborhood lawn care team.
Okay, U of I Meat Sales Room theme song audition number 238.
Meat, 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 meat.
Ah, boy, not this again. Okay, next, please.
The meat food.
Yes, again, that's already been done before. One more, please.
Steaks and burgers.
The U of I Meat Sales Room on Maryland in Urbana. They may not have clever theme songs, but they do have the best meat in town.
Yeah. You can also register there for the Cardinal Cub bus trip. Win two free tickets. One more pair to give away open today.
That's
one
on May 5th. 1:15 start.
1 to 5:30 today. U of I Meat Sales Room. Tuesday, Thursdays, and then noon to 8 a.m. to noon.
On Friday.
Or 8 a.m. to 1. Hold on. I got it somewhere. 8 a.m. to noon on Friday, 1 to 5:30, Tuesday, Thursdays, U of I Meat Sales Room to register for those tickets to the Cubs-Cardinals May 5th.
Yeah, go Cubs. They didn't have their home opener yesterday against Pittsburgh, but they'll try again today. 1:20 start heard on U.S. 105.9. The Southsiders went, and the team that's more...
North.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ended up, not playing. The Southsiders played, and Tampa Bay ended up winning 5-4. Milwaukee beat St. Louis 5-4 yesterday in 10 innings also. In fact, on ESPN 93.5, we've got your Redbird recap.
Cardinals starter Miles Michaelis, he was good. He went 6 1/3. He gave 4 runs on 8 hits, struck out 5, didn't walk anybody, but walks killed the Cardinals last night, John.
They got to Greg Holland in his Cardinal debut. He walked 4. He walked Orlando Arcia with the bases loaded in the 10th inning, and Milwaukee made that run stand up. They scored the go-ahead and winning run without a hit, and the Cardinals had missed opportunities. You mentioned the 3 singles, got 1 run after the bases were loaded with nobody out in the 9th inning on a sacrifice fly by Dexter Fowler. In all, the Cardinals had opportunities and went 3-for-10 with runners in scoring position.
Well, and the Brewers won it on that bases loaded walk by the score of 5-4 after the Cardinals had the bases loaded with no one out in the bottom of the 9th to tie it. On the air tonight at 6:20.
Illinois baseball in action. It's a make-good game. It starts at 4 against ISU and those Redbirds. The 96th annual Illinois basketball banquet was yesterday. We got a few awards handed out, like the rebounders to LaRon Black and Trent Frazier with the Lou Henson Courage Award, a four house with Brad Underwood talking about learning and growth in his speech to everybody.
I think that Brad Underwood, when he has players that endure what he puts them through because he's on them a lot, I think there's that almost bond that you made it through the trenches with them, and there's probably a really strong bond. Those that just don't like that won't stay, but those that hang in there and do it and get better and see what he does, it's just a different style. I mean, he really rides them really hard in practice, and you see him yelling during the games, and the guys that endure and get better and they win, they say, you know, we went through a lot together, and there's probably a connection there that may be stronger than the normal one. But it's just a question of, will you find all these players? I mean, they've been coddled a long time, and he doesn't coddle. He pushes.
Speaking of basketball, Pacers will host Charlotte tonight. The Nets over the Bulls yesterday, 114-105. And speaking of coaching, and you were just talking about the competitive nature of Brad Underwood, same with Tim Turner. Welcome to Central and their football program. Grace had hung out with the daughter.
Yeah, and a nice family, the Turners. Tim's been an assistant football coach at Center for 11 years, so he's gone through four head coaches. Now it's his turn. Good luck to Tim Turner, Champaign Central's new football coach. Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
It looks like we're up to around 45 today. Some clouds, some partly cloudy conditions. Sun will set at 7:26. Partly cloudy tomorrow, a little more mild with a high 64. 74 on Thursday, partly cloudy, just a slight chance of precip late. And then Friday, partly cloudy and windy with a high 72.
Yeah, that's good.
Again, 32 now. ESPN 93.5.
And again, when you're dealing with wind chills like we've been dealing with, the 74 will feel like 94. It'll feel so mild, so mild, it'll just be a respite. That gets back in the 40s in the weekend, but I look at the next 10 days as a whole bunch of 55. That's kind of what it looks till April 25 anyway. It's 8:20 in Champaign-Urbana.
From the Fox Business Network, prices at the wholesale level increased 0.3% in March, reflecting higher food prices. Prices are up 3% in the past 12 months. Kroger is hiring 11,000 supermarket employees, including for 2,000 management positions. Kroger says it's investing part of its tax savings in revamping its staff and will reveal details later this month. There's a sign Netflix business is picking up. J.P. Morgan says it's expecting strong earnings from Netflix, and it is predicting the stock will rise to $328 a share. Netflix closed Monday at $285. Small business owners were not quite as optimistic last month. The National Federation of Independent Business says its confidence index slipped in March. Owners say they're having a hard time filling positions and they're raising pay. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
If you ever want to buy a house or a car, you're going to want to know your credit score. If there's a mistake on your credit reports, you could pay more in interest rates and fees than you have to. Where can you go online to quickly get your credit score and credit report for free? CreditKarma.com/radio. Check it whenever you like. It's free and there's no catch. Don't get an unwanted surprise about your credit score. Go to CreditKarma.com/radio. That's CreditKarma.com/radio.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
Isn't it fascinating how villains are more interesting to people than heroes? Villains are complex. Villains have layers. Very rarely is a villain just a simple, easy-to-hate character. Who do you want to watch in Star Wars? Luke Skywalker or Kylo Ren? Who's more interesting, Darth Vader or Obi-Wan Kenobi? Be honest. Villains are interesting. Golf has its villain, and he is fascinating. Patrick Reed is fascinating. The only issue is this. It's easier when they might not really be a villain. It's easier when you think, Draymond, love to hate him. What if they really are? That's the harder case. Is Patrick Reed the villain golf needs, and is he a real villain?
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and weak, thin grass. But the all-new Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
What does your morning sound like?
Goodbye, baby.
Is she asleep?
Yeah, finally.
Great. I picked up our favorite breakfast sandwiches from McDonald's.
Ooh.
My turn. Here's to making your morning routine a little better. Right now, mix and match two select breakfast sandwiches, like a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, a sausage McMuffin with egg, or a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit for just $4. Breakfast at McDonald's. Single item at regular price. At participating McDonald's for a limited...
Great food, great selection, and great atmosphere. Addie's Bar and Grill at Stone Creek Golf Club. Choose from many great meal options off their new refreshed menu. For an online menu, visit addies.net. Follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Off Stone Creek Boulevard in Urbana, it's it's something to come back for. I always look forward to the Cunningham Children's Home Festival of Quilts. It is an annual event that raises money for Cunningham Children's Home. Charlotte Jolly is in the studio, as is Taylor Tereskis. Nice to see you, Charlotte. How are you?
Things are going really well. Yeah.
And welcome, Taylor, who's new to the team.
Yes, thank you.
ISU graduate from Monticello. You're Great. Now part of Cunningham. What do you do again?
I'm the event and volunteer coordinator.
Gosh, this is an event, so you're kind of part of all this?
Yes.
All right.
My first big event.
Woohoo! Festival of Quilts. First of all, explain what Cunningham Children's Home does.
We work with youth and families. This past year, about 460 youth and families all have some difficult emotional or behavioral issues that they're struggling with. Most of the kids who live with us in our residential program really have been through some difficult circumstances. But, you know, we've also expanded out into the community to provide our expertise in helping youth through our Hope Springs Counseling Services program. So anyone is available to come. Families are these days are really experiencing a lot of crisis and trauma, and we talk about that. So it's an opportunity for Cunningham to reach out and really provide help and healing and hope to families who are in difficult places.
You need people to support this financially, right?
Definitely,
You're
yes.
You're not getting tons of money from the state of Illinois. So.
Yeah, we won't go there so much. But, yes, this helps us fill the gap between the true cost of care and what we get reimbursed. And so we found in residential or across the board, it's $28 per day per child for us to give them the services that we believe they need in order to be successful.
That's pretty good. That's pretty efficient.
Yeah.
That's pretty efficient.
Well, that's
efficient.
The gap that we have to fill.
Yeah. $28.
Yeah.
Okay.
$28 a day per kid.
Yeah. And you get money from where? Do you get state funds?
We get state funds.
But that's been cut, right?
For us, it we're held harmless, essentially, for our residential programs. But we haven't had a raise several
and
years.
The need continues to grow.
We have a waiting list for kids to get into our residential program. Yeah. And our schools, we get reimbursed through other public schools or through the state. So, yeah, we do have some reimbursement, but again, the cost for staff and, that's our major thing.
Yeah. All right, Taylor Tereskis, tell me about the event, the Festival Quilts. When is it? How do I make money for you? What do I do?
Sure. So it is this Friday and Saturday from 9 to 5. We have a ton of things going on. We have our quilt show. We have a quilt auction. There will be a bake sale, a boutique, a cafe. So you can bring, it's a suggested $7 donation if you would like to have lunch with us. And then there will be walking tours on the hour. So that's a really fun way to come to campus, see our campus, and learn a little bit more about what we do. There is a suggested $5 donation at the door. And then our quilts, there will be a show where you can bid on the quilts. So, bring your checkbook, be ready. And there are some really beautiful quilts. We have some quilts being auctioned from our kids made, which is one of the first year that we've had our kids be a part of, making the quilts. And then we have some really unique quilts. We have a Beatles quilt, Star Wars, Dr. Seuss. There's some really, really fun ones this year.
This goes way back, Charla, to the history of when Cunningham Children's Home was an orphanage and when they had a new person come in, they had a quilt for them?
Yes, and that's still carried over. So for 123 years, every youth who comes into Cunningham receives a quilt. And the symbolism of that is our kids, just the safety. You think about putting a quilt around you and how safe that feels and comfortable. But also, many of our kids come into our care without having anything of their own. And so that's the kind of the two things that we provide for them.
My husband's in the Illini Collector Car Club, and they have an antique car and truck show coming up in Savoy on Sunday, April 22nd. And some of the proceeds will go to Cunningham Children's Home.
They are great supporters.
Yes,
and they even have brought their cars out and let our kids kind of go through the cars. And what a fun treat that is.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I'm excited that you guys get to tour or are doing the tours and things like that. This new facility where the quilts are on display is outstanding.
Yes. Well, our new education and recreation center is about 50,000 square feet, so we're just sort of consolidating everything. But the quilts will be at the Spiritual Life Center. Spiritual Life Center. And it has been transformed. We have had the parade of quilts is what I call it during this week as quilts are coming in and getting hung up. And we have lots of community supporters, different groups in town that come out to help us hang quilts and take quilts down and get ready for the show.
That's a good
and
thing.
United Methodist Women are a huge part of it.
Those United Methodist Women, man.
And the pies they have at the bake sale. I love it.
All right. How do people find information, Charlotte? Where do they go?
They can go to cunninghamhome.org and find all the information that they need, and they're also welcome to call us anytime.
Charlotte Jolly, Taylor Tresk is kind of a new star over there, Taylor. You just have a real nice presence to you. I think she's going to help Cunningham.
Oh, she's great. Yes,
way to go.
We have a great team.
Your family is so proud of you.
Oh. I hope so.
Wonderful. Good to see both of you. Yeah. I hope it goes well.
Thank you. I know it will.
A whole bunch of money.
It's Friday the 13th, but we think that's going to
be fortunate
for us.
It's going to be a great day. It's a great day. You bet. Thank you, Charla.
Thank you.
Good to see you. Charla Jolly, Taylor Tereskis. Cunningham Children's Home Festival Quilts coming up this weekend. CSBN 93.5. Check your news next. 829 in Champaign, Urbana.
Have you ever spent a night on organic cotton sheets? If you have, you've probably never slept better. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch. We make the softest, most comfortable, 100% organic cotton sheets you will ever sleep on. You can't buy our sheets in store, only on our website. Because we only sell them online at bullandbranch.com, our sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. You won't believe how comfortable 100% organic cotton sheets can feel until you try Bull & Branch. Hundreds of thousands of Americans love Bull & Branch sheets, including three U.S. presidents. Don't just take my word for it. Sleep on our sheets risk-free for a month. If they're not the most comfortable you've ever slept on, you can send them back for a refund. Plus, if you order right now, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping at bollandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com, promo code SLEEP. Bollandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump on Twitter this morning writes, attorney-client privilege is dead, again using the phrase witch hunt in response to the FBI seizing documents from his personal attorney, Michael Cohen, in New York.
It's frankly a real disgrace. It's an attack on our country in a true sense. It's an attack on what we all stand for.
The president yesterday at the White House, he's just canceled a trip to Peru and Colombia this week. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg takes questions from senators today.
Zuckerberg met with top Republicans and Democrats on the Senate's Commerce and Judiciary Committees, those two panels holding a joint hearing today about Facebook privacy concerns. In prepared testimony released by a House committee, Zuckerberg writes Facebook was too slow to spot and respond to Russian interference and is working hard to get better.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the Capitol. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign School Board has chosen Centennial High School Associate Principal Chuck Neitzel to take over as principal of the school. Neitzel has been the associate principal there since 2012. He replaces Brian Riegler, whose resignation is effective June 30th. Authorities are looking for a suspect in the robbery of a Subway restaurant, WCIA-TV says. He is 31-year-old Stephen Johnson. That robbery took place at the Subway restaurant at 1101 Mattis Avenue. This was on Friday. The University of Illinois system is kicking off a statewide campaign to increase public awareness of its three universities. The initiative comes as the public university system is in the middle of a five-year effort to raise $3.1 billion. University officials say the campaign responds to public opinion surveys that show just half of Illinois residents think the system significantly contributes to the state's economy. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Have the roof your home deserves. For your next roofing project, why don't you go with Roof Doctors, a locally owned and family operated business for over 25 years. They use superior materials. They're a certified shingle contractor, so they can offer a 50-year non-prorated full system warranty, and they won't loan your work out to subcontractors. Hey, Roof Doctors has worked on my home, and the results are fantastic. But don't just take it from me. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, Roof Doctors has plenty of satisfied customers. Get a free quote at roofdoctorsco.com.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
ESPN 93.5. Want to check your three-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Diane Ducey.
All right, looking good. We've got kind of great conditions this morning. A little bit of fog. Today's high, 46. But things are getting better and better with the mild conditions today. And actually, tomorrow up to 64, 74 on Thursday, partly cloudy. A little more clouds, overcast with a high 72, though, on Friday. I'll take that. We're currently at 33 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, I was part of something pretty cool at the Virginia Theater 4 years ago. All about the Fighting Illini and the history. I was the MC for this great show at the Virginia Theater. Charlie Finn wrote it. He's in studio. He's like Steven Spielberg. Charlie.
Good morning. How are you?
Good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you.
A pleasure to see you. Let's get your...
Okay.
Because you're like a movie maker or something. Charlie Finn is here. You guys are part of this Allerton Fundraiser Sunday. Is that what I understand?
Yeah, we're putting on a program... from 2 to 5, and on the life and times of Red Grange.
Man, he was some runner.
He was.
I mean, he was so far ahead of his time.
I know. Well, he was the first big time college star.
Yeah, and he really developed the NFL with George Halas. Yeah, I mean, he really was.
Well, he was the first guy, and then because he was on the team, then they attracted a lot of other stars, and that's when it became the Monsters of the Midway.
And didn't Robert Zupke recruit him at a track meet? And didn't he go to track meet and said, that guy's fast, let's get him?
Well, that's the first time we saw him was at the Illinois State track meet when he won the 100 one year and a 220 the
Any idea
jump.
What he ran the times? Because I wonder how they could, because I know he was fast and he was really quick.
I think he was a 9.8 or a little bit below.
What was
that.
He really? On a 100 yard dash?
Yeah.
Because now they do meters, but 9.8 on 100 in those days?
Yeah.
No wonder he blew by Michigan for 6 touchdowns.
Well, the thing that he learned was that he learned how to use his blockers, and then he had that incredible, that next year we could turn it on,
That's amazing. So you're going to be showing the movie?
We're going to show, we're going to show several things. The number one thing we're going to show excerpts of the B-10 Icon program when Red was chosen number one, and that was done in 2011.
Okay.
And that's when they looked at all the athletes over all the years of the Big Ten, both male and female. And when I saw it come out, I thought, well, what a fantastic program. And then when they chose Red Grange, a 90-year-old story that was one of the older stories, and that he was the number one icon of all the athletes in the Big Ten history, which just it blew me away.
Usually if stuff fades,
Yeah.
But to have Red, and it's coming up on 100 years in about 6 years.
Yeah,
right?
I know. It's an enduring story, but it was because he was not only a college star, but went on to help start the NFL and really get it going. Plus, then after that, he had a really noted career in broadcasting. Radio and television.
So why was it important, Charlie, for you to produce this, to get this done?
Well, it was kind of an afterthought, really. It was, I started in about 2001 or thereabouts, and to try to make a movie, and I commissioned a screenplay, and then I commissioned and I had a couple of attorney agents and went through all that. Then I did a DVD, a demonstration DVD of about 10 minutes to try to show producers out there, but I found out that you have to have two champions out there. You got to have someone who can break into a studio, and then you got to have someone who has got the clout to raise the money.
Yeah.
And I never got connected well enough. I got as far as with the help of the Big Ten Network with Fox Searchlight. They looked at it the last ones, but I never. We never got a movie made, but someday there will be a movie, I'm sure.
Well, and if you'd had a movie made, then they'd have got somebody like Tom Hanks instead of me, and then it would have totally been...
That's right.
It would have really been good then.
Stevie, you did great when we were at the Virginia.
It would have really been good then.
Was that 2013, Charlie?
No, yeah, 2013. I reviewed it the other day in preparation for Sunday's meeting, and I was just blew me away how good you were and how great the actors were.
Yeah, they were all terrific.
They did a terrific job. And they understood the story.
And Sue Aldridge was a big part of that as well, and she was directing.
She's a great director.
She really is. Okay, so it's coming up this Sunday, April 15th, starting at 2 o'clock. It's the Allerton Fundraiser. People can call 333 $32.87 for tickets. It's raising money for a great cause. Allerton, what is it? Illinois EDU?
Allerton.illinois.edu to get your tickets. And just keep in mind, Sunday, Allerton's a great place to visit. And, you know, they just haven't had the funding in the state. So that's why you're kind of passionate about this, huh, Charlie?
Yeah. But this is really to build an awareness of Allerton Park. And I first got connected with Allerton when I was a student. I was a manager of football, and we used to take the team out there on Friday night to stay overnight.
Yeah, I remember those days.
In the 40s and the 50s, and I don't know.
Even into the 60s and 70s, I think.
Yeah.
I think Bob Blackman went out.
I didn't remember who stopped it.
Yeah.
But it was a great place to take a team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We used to play bingo in the big library, and that's where we're going to have the program Sunday.
So you hung out with a lot of guys back in the day.
Yeah.
He's Ray Elliott and hanging out with He spoke at my high school graduation. I still want to strap on a helmet every time I hear that.
Well, I tell you a story about the last time I saw Ray was in the final year of his life, and I took my son up to a high school program up at Wheaton North, and they let me have a ticket. And my son was 20 years old. He said, After the program, of course, it was his usual Ray Elliott talks and everything. I heard all the stories many times, but I said, Steve said, "Dad, I've never heard anybody ever talk like that." And I said, "Well, there was only one Ray Elliott."
Yeah.
So I had a great visit with Ray afterwards, and he was chatting. He said, "Well, you don't have as much hair as you used to." I said, "You're right, Coach." But I said, "You know, I got to tell you, I got to correct you on one story." He says, "You know," I said, "the little Eddie Bray story is a little different than it used to be." I said, "He's lost 10 pounds since I last heard the story."
He was 145 when I heard it.
Right.
Is he down to 135 now?
Yeah, exactly.
He thrust him back from whence he came. I remember early in my radio career, we got a call from a head coach, and he wanted that speech to inspire his team.
Yeah.
And he wanted us to send it to him, and the head coach's name was Lou Holtz.
Is that right?
And he called me, and I was like 22 years old trying to figure out how to send a record down to Arkansas or wherever he was.
Yeah, well.
Well, Ray Elliott and Illinois have had such an impact over the years. And, Charlie, you've been a great advocate and spokesperson and somebody to keep the history alive.
Well, the history of Red Grange is far more more than just his playing days. It's the study of what kind of a guy he was. He was really a tremendous, very modest, humble guy for all of his achievements. You know, he never bragged about himself. He never liked that. He just went about his business, you know.
And he just was able to elude everybody.
Yeah.
Nobody could catch him.
The galloping ghost.
It'd be like Stevie J playing basketball, never missing.
Right.
It's the same thing. I mean, how hard is that if you never miss?
Well, when I went over and studied his stats, I said, you know, he wasn't just one or two games. He was consistent throughout his 3 years.
He was tremendous. Charlie Finn.
Yeah, and your wife Blanche and Lulier. Whenever I see you guys, I mean, you're the epitome of the alumni, fighting Illini. Thank you so much.
Well, I tell you, I still get a warm feeling in my heart about the program in August of 2013, because it was a great response, and we had a tremendous program, but the climax was Stevie and the way he handled the interview of the four people.
Well, it was an honor to be part of it, Charlie Finn. You're the man. We love you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks
for doing this for Allerton.
Thank you very much.
Big fundraiser at Allerton coming up Sunday afternoon, 2 to 5. You want information, 333-3287. There are lots of hardworking men and women, and I'm heading out to do their jobs. Hi, it's Stevie J. Along with ESPN 93.5 and Spirion Staffing, we're launching our Hardworking Man series. I'll be working at Illinois Portable Toilets and Gulliford Septic and Sewer. I'm heading to work at Spring Green and at CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated as well. And follow along on Facebook and Twitter or at ESPNCU.com. It's the Hardworking Man series. Getting started soon with Spirion Staffing and ESPN 93.5.
Have you ever spent a night on organic cotton sheets? If you have, you've probably never slept better. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch. We make the softest, most comfortable 100% organic cotton sheets you will ever sleep on. You can't buy our sheets in store, only on our website. Because we only sell them online at bullandbranch.com, our sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. You won't believe how comfortable 100% organic cotton sheets can feel until you try Boll & Branch. Hundreds of thousands of Americans love Boll & Branch sheets, including three U.S. presidents. Don't just take my word for it. Sleep on our sheets risk-free for a month. If they're not the most comfortable you've ever slept on, you can send them back for a refund. Plus, if you order right now, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping at bollandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com, promo code SLEEP. Bollandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
What do you look for in a car dealership? Great deals? Check. A tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time? Check. Customer service that's so in tune to your needs, you'll tell your friends? Check. By winning the Honda President's Award for 2017, Honda BMW of Champaign just became one of the best Honda dealerships in America. So before you buy a vehicle, see what an award-winning dealership looks like. Great deals, great people, great service. Honda BMW of Champaign at Neil and Burwash Savoy or online at drivechampaign.com. All right, check your sports headlines at 8:45. Charlie Finn is one of the good ones.
He is.
He's a Illini true and true, through and through, like Lou Lier. You're good. Good comparison there. Just a really cool guy.
Exactly. And to have that Galloping Ghost Red Grange program coming up on Sunday, the 15th, starting at 2, only $15 a ticket. We have the Illini in action baseball-wise against Illinois State University. It starts at 4, and it's on Illinois Fields. This is a make-good game. Yesterday, we had our Illini's basketball banquet, and one of our favorite coaches, Lou Henson's Courage Award, went to Trent Frazier there. Oh, Brad Underwood had a chance to talk about learning and growth to the full house. Michael Finke wasn't there. And actually, when you talk about Michael Finke, they talk about the five universities out of 60 to choose from.
I think if you go on to location, it's hard to beat Stanford in that Bay Area of California, Northern California.
I've had a few friends that went to school there and loved it.
He wants a team that can make the tournament, and so that would, I don't think Stanford.
I mean, Nevada.
Nevada just made the tournament, but they're losing, you know, some people, I think. Penn State, certainly NIT champions.
Oh, that would hurt.
But that great player Carr is going to the NBA.
Okay.
So I don't. If he goes to the Big Ten, that wouldn't like that. Vanderbilt's probably not going to make the tournament. And Grand Canyon was a game away from making the tournament because their league they could win in the tournament and get an automatic bid. So it might be Grand Canyon.
Well, in with his little brother Tim there, but he has said, you know, I see Tim all the time, so whatever. Right, but okay, we had basketball action with the Nets over the Bulls, 114-105. Pacers hosting Charlotte tonight. And let's move on to baseball. Tampa Bay beat the Chicago White Sox. Yeah. They were able to get their game in, but not the Cubs. Cubs will have their home opener today at 1:20 against Pittsburgh. Milwaukee over St. Louis. That final was 5-4. And you'll hear the action here today on ESPN 93.5.
All right, here's where I'm going tomorrow morning. Hardworking man. Here it is.
You know, there's a lot of different kinds of tanks in the world. There's the German Leopold and the M1 Abrams, but the most common and widely feared tank in the world today is the full septic tank. Don't call out the National Guard if you come up on one of these babies. They can't help. Instead, call Gulliford Septic and Sewer at 337-5996. Having a war with your restaurant grease traps? Gulliford provides grease trap cleanings, along with sewer line cleaning, camera inspections, and jetting service. Visit them at GulliffordServices.com or call 337-5996 the next time you're facing a septic or sewer line battle. You've heard the horror stories.
After a week on the job, it's trashed and dirty.
Most just assume they aren't clean. Well, ours are. For your next event, wedding, backyard gathering, festival, race, or job site, book a clean, affordable Illinois portable toilet. Offering a large variety of styles and colors from the basic portable restroom to flush-style units and even luxury mobile restrooms with AC and sinks with running water so you can potty in luxury. Make it clean and comfortable with Illinois portable toilets. Call 239-JOHN. That's 239-5646.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, your Trane Comfort Specialist. Right now is a great time to buy a new Trane heating and cooling system from Lands. For a limited time only, we're offering 0% interest for 6 years. That's no interest with equal payments and approved credit for 6 years on any qualifying Trane system. Or here's another way you can save on a new Trane heating and cooling system from Lands. Trade in your old system. For a limited time, you can get a $1,000 trade-in allowance on any qualifying Trane system. So pick your best deal. No interest for 6 years or a $1,000 trade-in allowance and start saving. Call 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at LandsInc.com. Remember, it's hard to stop a train. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
See Lands for program details. Call 888-653-0051 for details about credit costs and terms. Regular APR is 28.99 for newly opened accounts. APR may vary, subject to credit approval.
Your feet. Take a look around and you will see.
Flooring Surfaces is the place for hardwood. Starting at just $249 per square foot. Bring your colors, pictures, swatches, and ideas to our showroom on Mercury Drive in Champaign. One of our trained consultants will listen to your needs, then find the perfect hardwood for your project. Flooring Surfaces also offers professional installation service for every item we sell, so you can have beautiful new floors with no hassle. Light tones, dark tones, gray colors, hand-scraped, wire-brushed, or smooth, a new hardwood is waiting for you. And with financing options available to qualified homeowners, it's easy to see why the best floors come from Flooring Surfaces. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
The world at your feet. Flooring Surfaces. The world at your feet.
We alarm our houses. And we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
You graduated Muhammad Seymour, but why did you want to do this work?
Growing up around it, my dad just retired with, I believe, 32 years with U of I PD, so he just retired at the beginning of this year.
Jeff.
Yep.
Jeff Christensen, I was just mingling with him over the avocados at Sam's, and he was chief of police at U of I for a number of years. Jeff Christensen just retired. I just saw him, so that's your dad.
Well, no wonder.
It's kind of in your blood.
Just growing up around him, and a lot of his friends were police officers. And so, and I picked up a lot of bad habits from him.
And speaking of your dad and being in this, how was it growing up? Did you have friends that were like, oh, let's not go over to the Christensen's house because we can't get away with anything over there?
Jokingly, yes, but my dad's more of a quiet guy, so I don't think my friends could tell if he was ever mad or just being himself.
That made him nervous. He's looking at me funny. Hey, listen, we appreciate what you do. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You are a law enforcement official with Corey Christensen, Champaign County. Check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast. National Weather Service.
Starting out with some fog, and then we've got partly cloudy conditions. Today's high 47, 34 our low tonight. Sunshine expected tomorrow up to 64, up to 74 Thursday with sunshine. Friday, partly cloudy and breezy with a high 73. On Saturday, there's a chance of rain with a high 65. I'm looking at Sunday because we have this Illini Veterans Run. There's a slight chance of showers, high near 50 on Sunday.
What about this Veterans 5K? Brent Blackwell, how are you?
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm fine.
Morning.
Thank you for your service to your country, and you're a professor too?
I'm actually a full-time student at the University of Illinois.
Okay,
Diane had you as a professor.
I did.
I thought your signature.
I do work on campus as well for the Center for Wounded Veterans, so I'm I got a lot going on.
Well, Brent, we appreciate all you do for your country. Mm-hmm. What? Tell me about the race, the win, where I only got a couple minutes, but tell me how I can get involved.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. So we hold this race every spring. We call it the Illini Veterans Memorial 5K, and it's basically the student veterans on campus has an organization, and we decided to basically hold an event to raise money for other student veterans on campus. This is our sixth year doing it. We will be starting around 8 a.m. If anyone hasn't registered, They can show up at 8 a.m. on the main quad of the University of Illinois. And the actual race ceremony will start around 10, and the race itself will start off around 10:20. And this is right in the middle of the university, right on the main quad there in front of Follinger Auditorium.
Right, on the steps of Follinger Auditorium is all you need to remember. Just show up in the morning. It's a very moving ceremony at 10, and then to step off immediately after that. Lots of great prizes, too, Brent. You do a great job with this.
Yeah, there are.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
That.
Where can people go to find more information?
So they can register at ivmemorial5k.eventbrite.com. And we tried to keep it nice and easy to remember here for you. And they can go on there and register, buy tickets, and they can also buy tickets all the way up until race day at the location that we're starting at. So registration is definitely still open.
Well, listen, thank you again, Brent. Good job. Well done. When do you get done with school?
I actually graduate from my senior year in May.
Hey!
So just have finals left, pretty much, and then we're done. And then I actually start med school in the fall.
Come
so
on, doctor.
Not much of a break.
Come on, doctor.
Yes.
Come on,
I
doctor.
Know. Way to go, Brent Blackwell.
Hey, Brent Blackwell.
Thank you.
Thanks, my friend. Thanks for joining us. Good luck with this.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. My pleasure. Brent Blackwell.
IVMemorial5k.eventbrite.com.
We'll meet back tomorrow on the radio. I'll be live at Illinois Portable Toilets in Gulliford Septic and Sewer. I am so excited for this. I'll be live tomorrow. Join us 7 to 9. Thank you, Diane.
All right. Enjoy the day.
The Jeremy Warner Program next. I'm Stevie J. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful Tuesday.
The wonderful Wizard of Oz is coming in a spectacular new live stage show. Travel down the Yellow Brick Road in this amazing production based on the classic 1939 MGM film. Bring the entire family to experience this beloved American classic live on stage. The wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Thursday, April 19th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets on sale now at statefarmcenter.com or call 1-866-ILINI-1, part of the State Farm Center and Champaign's WCIA Broadway series.
Have you ever spent a night on organic cotton sheets? If you have, you've probably never slept better. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch. We make the softest, most comfortable, 100% organic cotton sheets you will ever sleep on. You can't buy our sheets in store, only on our website. Because we only sell them online at bullandbranch.com, our sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. You won't believe how comfortable 100% organic cotton sheets can feel until you try Bull & Branch. Hundreds of thousands of Americans love Bull & Branch sheets, including three U.S. presidents. Don't just take my word for it. Sleep on our sheets risk-free for a month. If they're not the most comfortable you've ever slept on, you can send them back for a refund. Plus, if you order right now, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping at bollandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com, promo code SLEEP. Bollandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Campus and community at the U of I Community Credit Union. And our annual community event, Shredapalooza, is back to kick off the Federal Reserve's Money Smart Week, Saturday, April 21st. Don't miss this free event with shred trucks, food, and lots of family fun from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the U of I Credit Union First Street Branch, located at 2201 South First Street. Stop by and shred sensitive papers and documents that you no longer need for free. Limit of 5 boxes. Then stick around for family fun, including music, local food trucks, free inflatables, and touch a truck. Shredapalooza is back at the U of I Credit Union's First Street Branch from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, April 21st. Bring the whole family out for an afternoon of fun with your credit union.
You already know Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar at the iHotel is a great restaurant. But don't forget about the bar. Fantastic drink specials and mouth-watering menu items from snacks to full meals. A nice selection of draft, craft, and domestic beers, and just about any cocktail you can imagine. Watch a game with multiple flat screens on all sides of the bar, or grab some tables and make it a party. Drink
amazing specials daily. Plus, Houlihan's is now serving a delicious hot breakfast 7 days a week. Houlihan's at the I Hotel. Check them out at the corner of 1st Street and St. Mary's Road, just south of the State Farm Center.
When water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster. Serve Pro at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077. On the web at Serve Pro of Champaign. Like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated. Lots of hardworking men and women, and I'm heading out to do their jobs. Hi, it's Stevie J, ESPN 93.5, along with Spherion Staffing. We're launching our Hardworking Man series. I'll be testing my skills on the job at Tabman's Towing, Mobile Meter in Champaign Public Works, and Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Follow along on Facebook and Twitter or at ESPNCU.com. It's the Hardworking Man series. Getting started soon with Spherion Staffing and ESPN 93.5.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.